This is JIS News coming up. Amended Defamation Act passed. Government taking steps to strengthen overseas employment program and youth and culture minister in Paris for UNESCO General Conference. Details after this message.
In observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a prayer vigil in concert, Mandela Park, Halfway Tree, November 19 at 5 p.m. Featuring Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell, Karen Ennis, and many more. Admission is free. Come be part of the fellowship, a Youth Month event.
A message from the Child Development Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
Yes, indeed. It's Parents Month. So come out this Saturday, November 9th, to the Grand Parenting Village at the Randy Williams Entertainment Center. There will be roundtable discussions, tips on good parenting, displays, a children's village, and so much more. That's the Parenting Village this Saturday, November 9th, at the Randy Williams Entertainment Center. Brought to you by the National Parenting Support Commission, supported by NCB, Events to Events, and Royal Computers. And admission is free.
Now the news. The House of Representatives has approved the Amended Defamation Act 2013. The amended legislation, which seeks to replace the decades-old slander and libel laws, was passed in Parliament Tuesday with bipartisan support. Attorney General Patrick Atkinson, who led the debate, said a key feature of the bill is the abolition of the distinction between libel and slander and the establishment of a single cause of action to be known as defamation. It also seeks to abolish the law related to criminal libel and to institute a legal limit of 2 years within which a lawsuit for defamation can be filed instead of the previous 6 years. Jamaica previously operated with a Libel and Slander Act, which was passed in 1851, and the Defamation Act passed in 1961. The legislation was approved by the Senate in July. The Ministry of Labor and Social Security is taking steps to strengthen the Overseas Employment Program in Canada and improve social and cultural relationships between workers and residents of Leamington, Ontario. Labor Minister Derek Kellyer met with Leamington Mayor John Patterson in an effort to diffuse growing tension about unacceptable behavior among Jamaican farm workers and to strengthen protocols for the program. Of the 7,800 Jamaicans employed annually in the Canadian Migrant Worker Program, approximately 1,200 are engaged in the production and harvesting of vegetables and other crops in Leamington. Minister Kellyer also met with the Jamaican workers during his visit to Canada. The visit comes ahead of the 2013 annual review meeting of the Canadian Caribbean Seasonal Agricultural Program to be hosted by Jamaica in December. The meeting will be attended by Canadian government officials and employers, as well as labor ministers from the Caribbean. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is leading Jamaica's delegation to the 37th session of the UNESCO General Conference in Paris, France, November 5 to 11. Minister Hanna is also chair of the Jamaica National Commission on UNESCO. She will present Jamaica's statement to the general policy debate while speaking on the issue of the post-2015 agenda through education, the sciences, culture, and communication and information. Minister Hanna will also seek to advance Jamaica's efforts through the Jamaica National Heritage Trust for the inscription of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park on the list of UNESCO World Heritage Sites. The UNESCO General Conference is held every 2 years. And the National College of Education Leadership, NCEL, is reporting that over 300 principals have been trained under round one of the Effective Principal Training Program introduced by the college in March 2012. The training is a requirement for being licensed by the Ministry of Education to operate as a principal of a public school under the pending National Teaching Council legislation. Principal Director of NCEL, Dr. Maurice Smith, says principals who have completed round one of the training will go on to round two, and successful candidates will be recommended for a principal's license.
So since November last year, we have worked with 330 principals, and we anticipate that we'll be able to complete the other number within the rest of this financial year and by the end of the 2014-2015 financial year.
Dr. Smith was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. That was the JIS News. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.